Quantum Foam, Episode 2. The Origins Continued.
Quantum Foam.
Physics. Physics is at the foundation of all the mathematical principles that guide the heavens. You have to understand physics.
More than likely, that's not going to happen, but...
forces which govern the universe. Physics.
All right, I will keep track of that form. Obviously, for this first run, I was trying to do two things at once, and this always happens. Do one thing at once. Over again, over again, over again. 40 steps, once. One, 40 steps, two. That's how you fucking do it. I know this. Sorry about that. But see, that point was still a stretch. Hold on. He jacked this.
Hey.
So I'm still here coming up with new cosmological theories.
You know, all my trouble and all that shit.
Forces which govern the universe. Physics.
How the fuck does a fucking helicopter crash, man?
So if we can get a full picture of a sphere and of where you're at. No, I'm just playing. Actually, no, I am not. But I was in the middle of... So you got to keep in mind, like, it's just... when people crash like this, it's an accident. It is what it is. Somebody, just because of some physics, they hit a small little bump. It makes them react. They overcorrect. The frame flips itself because there's a bunch of weight. Something that's weird that you don't think about. Next thing you know, off the road roll. And certain human bodies can't survive whether they're in a seatbelt or not. Sometimes it's better to have the seatbelt on. Most of the time it is. Sometimes it's better not to have. If you roll, like, if your car rolls down a hill and goes into the water, I kind of would rather not have my seatbelt on. I understand physics only so well, and I just know that Newton's law, like, where you're gonna keep going, even if the vehicle that was transporting you stops completely. You can calculate the jerk and jerk it off. No, that's literally what...
the rate of change.
Of acceleration. A speed. A velocity. Direction. It all makes sense. The one above your acceleration is your jerk. And the reason why you don't need any above that is because we don't think like that. Basically, just jerk off. That's why they call it a jerk. And it's also like a quick movement, like a jerk. Quick movement of the penis. So a small jerk.
Heavens to Betsy.
It's so dumb. There's no other reason why they would name something like that other than when you have to talk about it and you're jerking off. People do this. Inside joke. Like wafting it. There's a thing in chemistry where you're not supposed to stick your nose directly on the thing. It is okay to actually quintessentially pick up a few particles from the smell of the thing that's emanating from the Erlenmeyer flask or beaker. You take your hand, you waft it. I don't even know if that's the right word, but it seems right to me. But waft. What the fuck is that? I mean, it's inside joke shit, and it's tangential. So even when you're tangentially going off topic, you can tangentially go off topic more so. Nested within that. What the fuck is that? When one gets back to the digression of the conversation, then we can get back to the idea at point, which is what the fuck's wrong with all these people and what they're doing with everything? Ah, what the fuck? We're all gonna die. What the fuck's wrong with it, baby? What the fuck? You're killing yourselves right in front of your faces. How is this shit okay? We let it go by, but why? But why? But why? This stuff. This scenario. What the fuck am I even saying, man? What are all these things that you have to violate? Like, what the fuck is that? The Geneva Convention. Why do we have a... what the fuck is a Geneva Convention? Why can't we cut people's arms off with lasers? Let's get back to it. That's not cool. Yet, it's cool to take a machete and do it. It's cool to shoot a ball of lead that uses sulfur that shoots a ball of metal that goes through the flesh of an organism's head or heart or anywhere. That is humane, yet disintegrating somebody is not. It's just not right to make somebody disappear because you hate them. That is called murder. You vaporize somebody. Vaporization can happen by accident or on purpose, and it is not a pretty sight. True vaporization.
Why don't you go into some other stuff?
What is that described as? It's described as, I'm the IT guy. I'm it. IT. The store name is IT. What's the first letter? I. What's the last letter? T. IT. Dot your I's, cross your T's. We are the dot your I's and cross your T's store, please.
You don't even work there.
I wonder if people actually consume reality and entertainment the same way. I don't understand what it is. People live their lives in certain ways, but it seems people want to live their life in the most meaningful way, and it ends up being the result that we see. Everybody does what they do. And by the way, I'm not exactly sure, but I think I might have timed this correctly, because essentially in life, all I really want to do is the important things. I don't understand what it is. And to everybody, that's what it is to themselves.
Crazier things have happened. What about that stuff you took?
I took it at a certain time where it will start affecting me when I'm in the middle of... I'm not even sure how that happened or what that even was. But sometimes I think weird things like... You know, in the Matrix when there's a glitch?
What you on, brother?
If you're seeing glitches in real life, man, what kind of drugs are you on if you really actually think that space-time is being thwarted on a pixel level? I'm not even sure how that happened or what that even was. It's on a pixel level. The sphere is... This is why I need to be dissociated so that I can understand concepts such as this.
It's on a pixel level.
The sphere is... Now I'm trying to decide what point, Planck point, is just a problem. When it comes down to it, there's four variables, and one of the variables is an unknown. You'll never know it because you can't know it because it's the quantum thing. Problem. When it comes down to it, so once you look, it gives you the answer. All it is a concept. It's on a pixel level. So to get beyond that, that's the whole theory of everything thing. That's what I'm working on. Problem. When it comes down to it, that's what I'm breaching upon right now. But we don't need to get into all of that now. This is more about now. What we're doing in our lives to make money and how we want to live our lives and what's the best way to do that. I would say that most of us are actually doing really good. You know, all my trouble and all that shit, that's just what I do, you know? Like, how is it that I have all these people pissed off? That's what I'm breaching upon right now. But it's kind of my thing, you know? It's not even really, it's just people have things. I mean, it doesn't matter where the information comes from. It just matters that the information was sent.
Pretty much, when it comes down to it, you shouldn't blame the messenger.
You don't.
What do you think?
I don't want to be the main upfront person. I am an in-the-back, nook and cranny person. So that is why we're all trying to get jobs, and we were all working for Future Technologies, Infinite Systems, Binary.net, and then there was one other company or something.
Information analytics.
It doesn't matter where the information comes from. One guy owns three of them, and then there's two parties, basically. One guy has three companies. One guy has one company. Some shit like that. I met one of the older guys, and I wanted to hear from him that they rejected me. But they're like, we do need to do a background check on you. And I'm like, all right. And they're like, we've decided to go with other candidates. And I heard it from the secretary, too. I heard it from that email.
That's the same person who accused one of our colleagues of spamming literally half of all of America online. You know, AOL.
I tried to work for them, but they're like, fuck, it doesn't matter where the information comes from. You, if you are a crazy man, you can't program fuck HTML web pages for our company. You. Because the programmer who made this fuck needs to be a man of valor. You. A man of standing. A man of integrity.
programmer.
A man known to be as acceptable and polite everyday, day-to-day life. You come in, you grab a spot of tea. You like coffee, you like beer, you like whatever that is. And we all just sit at the round table. You're here, I'm here, I'm here. And we're all having a virtual meeting and getting some ideas with some stuff. Get into that later.
What does the programmer say?
All right.
Programmer, programmer, programmer.
Let's see. It's getting pretty large. Okay, so the sphere of the amount of information that I am willing to disseminate with a certain amount of scope, I'm going to have to...
You are seriously on something, LOL.
I'm going to have to begin to close this episode of 101 2020. No, I don't know. Whatever the fucking day it is. No, I don't know. It's getting pretty large is the name of this shit. Wednesday. Today's Wednesday? It's getting pretty large.
I'm pretty sure you can have three times that, bro.
When is Friday? I don't get how these weeks work here, but so you go from Monday to... What? Okay, you go from Monday to Wednesday to Friday. That's easier for me. It's like a 3-day or something. I'm telling you, my orbits are bigger. I'm on a bigger orbit. Longer days. I'm sorry.
Alien.
All right. Current reports are that I did not have as much data as I thought I did. Thank God. Okay, so I decided to split up the 4K movies. Okay, so thought I did. Thank God. From all the other movies, I have 111. Thank God. 4K movies, it looks like. Thought I did. Probably. Okay, so play 24 frames or whatever. But most of it's mostly 4K 2160p, play 24 or whatever. But it's play 24 as far as other movies that don't have duplicates of 4K 24Ks, which is the way I was doing it. I was putting, if James Bond came out, James Bond putting, let's call it GoldenEye, putting James Bond GoldenEye 1080p, one James Bond GoldenEye 4K, one. They were right next to each other in the one folders. So now what I'm doing is splitting up one, the 1080p stuff and 720p stuff or whatever, 1080p stuff and 4K minimum splitting up stuff, which started happening, 14 splitting up, 2014 and above splitting up, and then there's remakes of a lot of 1080 splitting up P stuff, so that it goes both splitting up ways, and that's why that's the way that is. I have 111 4K movies the way that is, and it's like over 1100 movies 1080p stuff the way that is. I only have 1100 movies. I could have swore I had like a couple thousand, man, but I'm looking at the data, so a couple thousand, but to be honest, I've had Windows has been telling me some weird shit, I only watch each movie to see, if it really is a movie. I think this movie stuff, I'm looking at it in the face. I think that's what I got. Some weird shit. But some of this other stuff, it's some weird shit. All data one and all data some weird shit. Two, I backed up both twice. Two, I backed up basically. I have two copies of two different. Two, I backed up A and B. So all data one, two different, has a copy of all data one, two different. All data two, so has a copy, two different of all the data two. The first one has my books and my personal pictures and files and stuff, so...
The former and latter former are different from the latter former and the...
So...
Former latter is...
So...
Different from the former latter and the...
This is what Windows is...
Different from the...
Doing to me, it says it's 280...
Different from the...
But when I move it, it's 1.2 terabytes or one... It's pretty... What's funny is I'm mathematically on tens as well. 2 terabytes. There must be something with this 4K thing, because... Okay. Not 4K resolution for video, but 4K hard drive cluster size, 4K partitioning, because a mirror image of it with the file systems, a mirror image of it.
What?
I'm mathematically on tens as well. A mirror image of it.
I wonder if everybody is.
I'm mathematically on tens as well. Fucking around with that much data. I got TB here and there, but couple. I'm mathematically on tens as well. So that's what we're at now, and it's still takes a lot of motherfucking time to move T's around, so gigabytes all over the fucking place. 1T, 3.33 gigabytes all over the fucking place. That's the size of gigabytes all over the fucking place. 3.33 gigabytes, terabytes, all over the fucking place. Terabytes is the size of 111 4K movies. Terabytes all over the fucking place. At 4 kilobytes, terabytes all over the fucking place. Terabytes. Motherfucker.
How exactly is this related to mathematics again?
That is all the math right there you need to know of what it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. What it is.
Don't forget to tell them.
What form? Terabytes. I'm not sure if that's a good form or what, but I'm going to evaluate all of that at a later date, and we're talking about longevity here. So I will put the data in a form that can be reproduced with flash form repeatedly and always have at least a 1A, 2A, 1B, 2B form.
Sure thing. So far, so good on these things.
I have faith in you.
We should be able to build real intelligence emulation here pretty damn soon. But of course it is about that time. I'll catch up. After I check something really quick. Okay.
And we've reached our midpoint. 15 minutes in, episode 2.
The origins continued.
Of quantum foam. Let's get back to it.
Quantum foam.
Sure thing, okay.
What about all this memory stuff?
Terabytes, RAID system type terabytes. Shit, even though I'm not actually loading RAID 1 and RAID 0 and stacking them, what I'm doing is just keeping a copy. But what I'm actually really doing is only one RAID by keeping a copy. But that is neither here nor there, and I move drives around too much to fuck around with RAIDs much. So terabytes, it's like I have actual files, so sometimes they get corrupted and there's weird fucking shits that happen, but it's like, man, what if a file doesn't transfer because it's some bullshit? Weird fucking shits. System file or something on a 64-bit. Bullshit. It's like this stuff gets lost. I mean, bullshit. Who? Like, shit. If that one, item is the one thing, is that one little tiny little WAV file needed in, one of my mixes somewhere where it's like, it has to be in the project file to be able to recreate, like, the likelihoods of all this stuff is just like, it's a meaningless thing. Almost can be assumed to be so always because it doesn't matter that it's a system file. What does that even fucking mean? You don't need, it's a meaningless thing. We're always moving system files. Like, what do we care? Be in the project, you know, I don't care about, it's a meaningless thing. Permissions of all of it because I need the permissions for all of it. Permissions of, but it's got to be a workable system that it'll keep the user from deleting everything. Permissions of, so given that it's a workable system, be in the project that will prevent the average user from deleting everything, then I can make it from deleting everything, all work one-to-one imaging from deleting everything without the need for actual imaging. But it's like, okay, what's really going on here? That's pretty far off.
Gotta check more than one time, just in case at first glance we regard something incorrectly.
Small, daily mistakes like that are just a fact of our lives.
If you're off a terabyte imaging, there's really a terabyte here imaging with a million files. What files? Files. It says 2 files. 83 gig and like files. 500 files. 1,000 files. What the fuck? And then you go to a terabyte. 1.2 something terabytes. 1.34 million files. What the fuck? What is the sphere here? What the fuck? Okay, be in the project. What kind of matrices, okay, can you create from that? Like, what kind of matrices? They're big numbers to fathom, but it's like, not really. What kind of matrices?
Not really.
We're talking about actual information, just shit. Not really. Documents, whatever. Not really. Pictures. What kind of matrices? Files, actual stuff to keep it in a digital form. MD5 hash, whatever the hash is now. It's 256, whatever the hash is. Checksum to whatever the fuck.
Those dudes. The first crypto dudes.
As far as I know, it basically works one-to-one for storing data, but that's how much data I have, and that's how many movies I have. Works, and that's what's going to be going into the databases and the websites and the streaming websites and stuff. It's like, what? Splitting up the 4K is like, I don't know, man. Some of this shit, I'm going to have to H.265 a lot of it, because it's like, man, I can't. H.265 at 15 gig, 4K, 24 frames. I wish we could get more frames in there, but it just stacks the memory. That'd be 45 gig. I don't see a problem with this, but a lot of people do. It's still hard to move around 40 gig file. It just takes a while based on the rates of stacks the memory. USBs and stuff stacks the memory. If USB 3.1 actually went at 10 gig, but that's the theoretical max, so we need to build software that can drive it at 10 gig. And if you could actually go symmetric 10 gig, boom, 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 internet, boom, 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 everything's 10 gig. That's actual fiber, and that's actual one-to-one, not waiting on computer. That's essentially the end. That's it, guys. Sorry, nice knowing ya. Moore's law breaks down, and we just have shit that's like, it's a memory chip card. What do you want to do with it? Sweep it up with the dust. Or does it really matter? I mean, a broke memory chip, the memory got broke. There's so many memory chips in there, you have to put them in a 3.5-inch form factor instead of a 2.5-inch form factor, which 10 gig. It's more pertinent for stuff like that because it's cool. It's like a little memory card, but it's big because it's a hard drive. But all it is put your hard drive in, it's a chip. So make the stuff
Okay. Then make it, okay, cheap enough to where $407 for 16 terabytes mechanical, okay, is the cost of 20 terabyte brick of flash NVMe memory, or it's VNAND. I mean, we're like version 4567 of flash, of all that, of what company, Kingston, Pinwild, kind of stuff like that. I mean, stuff like that. Shelf life of flash life. What Intel flash life? Solid state is pretty. We don't even know how long solid state is. I have a 40 gigabyte Intel solid state drive. I mean, we're talking 15 years on, 14 years on, 12 years on, 10 years on. I'm using old tech, which is good a fuck enough. It's just all slowish-ish, but even on the new tech, it isn't fast.
What about what's his name from college?
We proved it with him. It's like good a fuck enough. Shit still takes fucking time. To load your shit up, to like look at all your shit, to index all your shit. Data is data. I mean, it's like, how fast can you access it and put it on your screen? It's still gonna take time. Even when you have the best fucking shit. 1080 Ti, I mean, SLI, double it. That's the max on that. So just 16 it and 6 or 10 core. You know, he's at 64 gig RAM, 4 channel. That's the top. 3333 megahertz. They got 46 whatever and stuff. And have actual 3333.
Tubular. Dog.
4 quad. What does that even equal? 12 gip? 15 gigabit per second board, the QPI, the quick path interconnect, double 4.8 is 9.6, but what's double 6.4? It's like 12.8. So his will easily be 12.8 gip, whatever, and that's
elite shit.
That'll get you your 10-bit color, like 12-bit, you can go up to 12-bit. 10-bit color, high dynamic ratio, enough actual range, high dynamic range, enough of a range of color differences, because color is defined by its sphere of how many there are. How many colors are there? Mix them together, do some math, and then make a pixel, make that color, and then make it into a cast latency system. It's not that hard, that's what people do. It's a color palette, it's an HTML palette, it's a hex palette, there's a name palette, there's a number palette, there's the colors are the kind of the names. It's all the common shit, but all of that in a monitor one-to-one type of shit is what we're doing. So these computers can do 12 gip. The internet lines are 10 gigabit per second. The fiber lines can actually handle 10 gigabit per second. Then once all that aligns, we're on that level. That's all there is. What else is there? Humans are humans. We have little devices. There's nothing else. We're just on another down curve of a calculus equation, but the curve we were riding down before was a lot bigger. So now we got to make new big curves, like new innovation type shit. So there needs to be something like a revolution in transportation, something like the price of batteries or the price of energy or the price of something needs to go down so that we can quantum leap.
Yeah, we really do need some kind of quantum revolution. We need to be able to detect macro gravity and have it explain subatomic phenomena. We need a quantum leap for this. And it seems you are one of the first new constituents actually cracking this incredible feat. Bravo.
People are begging for this, that. Well, how do you parametrize all that into a workable system and not just a bunch of chaos of a bunch of humans being like, I didn't fill out this form. I don't have this thing, this card with a barcode on it. What the fuck is that? Why can't I walk to the fucking store and buy a pack of smokes? Like, what the hell is wrong with, why do you have to scan my neck to get some smokes, man? Can I buy a beer? Have a fucking beer because I just work? Like, you have to be like, man, I am a shaded figure that walks into a place and buys something and fucking leaves. Like, if anything goes down, I'm helping the peeps. But other than that, whatever, man, live your life.
Right on. How about we move on? This is supposed to be various infos about the origin and the beginnings which led to the casting of this new show. Quanvo.
All right, so this is another section here. I'm trying out this particular room to see if it might be good enough to be used as a sort of sound dampening natural environment. But the thing is, I don't want to have to sit around in a certain spot with doing certain shit. Just every time I record, I want to be able to do it. So I need to come up with a mic that can automatically weed out the dithering that's annoying. But, you know, the archaicness of the actual sound file in and of itself sort of has its own container in it based on its common background noise. But the thing is with this digital age, we have the choice to do whatever we want with it. So I am formatting the sound wave in a way that I'm doing it. And if anybody wants to clean it up at a later date, they have algorithms and technology that we do not have now. Or if we do have it, it is not shared among peers, which is kind of a weird concept, really, because why isn't all information free, essentially? Like, certain information's
political espionage comes to mind.
Others don't think that the other ones should know, but when we're talking about just information, just knowledge, this is the difference between information and knowledge. I attempted to breach upon this when I was taking like a third or fourth history class in community college, and I wrote a pretty good paper on, I got a B on it because I only used one less example than I needed or something, or one page or one something. Basically, I would have got an A otherwise. But the guy said, written at a higher level of ability, interesting idea on what is knowledge. Basically, the title was, I'll probably finish it at some point. The title was On the Nature of Unobjectionable Actualities and Accepted Knowledge. And so this sort of breaches upon this idea of what the fuck is what. And so this day and age, we have the ability to mine countless terabytes, gigabytes, megabytes, kilobytes, bytes, binary digits, bits, bytes, decibytes, diabetic decibytes. No, that's completely made up. It's diabetes. I got diabetes. Everybody's got diabetes. No, for real, it's diabetes. Diabetes. You need to shut your fucking mouth. Diabetes. Diabetes. They got diabetes. You need to shut your fucking mouth. No, that's how you would say it. They got diabetes. No, that's how you do not say it. There's just certain nuances with English that you need to shut your fucking mouth. No, for real, it's diabetes.
Okay. Shut your fucking mouth.
You need to shut your fucking mouth. You need to shut your fucking mouth.
Shut your fucking mouth.
You need to shut your fucking mouth. You need to shut your fucking mouth. You need to shut your fucking mouth.
Shut your fucking mouth. So I can proclaim how you must in fact do shut your mouth.
You need to shut your fucking mouth.
So, alas, henceforth, doch.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Doch, this country name,
that. No, it does not snow there anymore, okay? Auf Deutsch, all right? I mean, it translate whatever you don't want to. Basically, these first...
What exactly do you expect to gain from explaining all of this at such lengths? I mean, what are you even doing here?
What am I doing here? I'm trying to find a way to calculate from this point to that point, separated from their space-time.
That takes mathematics for faster than light travel. You have this.
How do you even separate the space-times? Everything we see and everything where we go is one space-time. So, no, it's not. Once we reach these Planck lengths, if that's even right, if there's something even different, like a molar mass, what the fuck is that? It's basically Avogadro, okay? They came up with this shit that's like, why is this number this? We don't fucking know, but base 10 numbers causes us to see a number in this way? What if that's the wrong way to see the number? What if there's an entire matrix that has to be decoded by three-way cryptographic algorithms in order for you to see which point and which piece of each segment in that grid and that lattice and that string calabial bullshit, whatever the fuck, background dependent shit. If that's the case, then how are we going from background independent to background dependent? Is that what happens at the Planck length when you go into the quantum?
The very bottom of the light cone, the single point that is a singularity, is actually outside of the space-time of the entire light cone. Very odd, indeed.
We don't know. I am speaking about bits and pieces of information that may or may not lead to natural phenomena that we need to pay attention to in
math.
Pay attention to that will allow us to calculate from this point to that point on the same space-time, on a different space-time, in the same dimension, compared to something that's either in the same dimension or a different set of dimensions, or one parallel universe to another parallel universe. How do you tap into data that somehow slips through the point? How are we calculating an antiparticle here to antiparticle there? How are we keeping this particle from decohering due to mass and gravity and other bullshit? So basically, I'm speaking about what the possibilities are as far as maybe the number we need to see. Parts of it is in this base of number. Parts of it is in that base of number. Almost every human looks at everything. Oh, this is in base 10. Oh, this is in base 2. Oh, this is in base 7. Oh, this is in base 6. This is hex. This is sep. This is oct. This is bi. Neri. Whatever. What I mean is, how do they come up with math here? Everybody's come up with math everywhere. But what math and what math? We're talking about factorial dimensional analysis. I got to dig down deep in there. They probably breached upon everything there is in the subject. They had another guy there, so they were checking each other. So I have to check myself, and then I have to have other people check me, and then I have to check myself later, and then before that, I have to check too. So pretty much pan out over the next 4 or 5 years, and I'll have a better thesis than this. But a thesis is just a thesis, but I want to make the thesis. So we'll see how all this goes.
The thesis.
That's pretty fucking original.
But for now, this sort of wraps up the idea of the origin of
quantum foam.
This is the end of the second episode of
quantum foam.
Have a great day.
Basically, everything appears to be...
Good job on another one. I think you got this entire enterprise down just fine. It just took forever. Working on this every single day takes commitment.
Going according to schedule.
You checked this how many times?
Basically, everything appears to be going according to schedule.
I want more.
I want more!
The Zeroth Wave Disclaimer.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the author or authors and do not necessarily reflect the particular views, thoughts, or opinions of Zeroth Wave Productions, any of its sister companies, its parent company, Zeroth Enterprises, or any other entity which had existed, will exist, or which, quote-unquote, presently must exist outside the realm of our current space-time.
Quantum Foam is produced by Zeroth Wave Productions.